Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. We are going to do another in other news, and Cordell France decided he's going to hang out with us and talk about these crazy news stories.
Not knowing what he's got himself into.
No, he really doesn't. And it's kind of bad for him, right? Because he has no idea, like me, what news articles you're going to present to us right now.
Yeah, well, normally there's a disclaimer on these type of things which says the names have been changed to protect the innocent, whereas I think these articles, the names have been made up because the story is complete bullshit.
Probably.
Yeah. So given your skill set, the first article we have today is actually right up your alley in a no-homo type way. It says here, Hamas claims it has captured an Israeli spy dolphin.
Wait. Yeah. Okay.
Not hummus. Not the food. Hamas. That sounds too close to Hamas. Okay. I don't want to go to the supermarket and order Islamic terrorist.
Right, but we got to stop. Most of our listeners are from the U.S., and then we have that 11% in Germany. We love our German listeners.
That's true.
But when you say, however you said, Hamas or whatever, it's Hamas. So reread this in your beautiful British accent.
All right. I'll try again. The non-food Hamas,
claims you still screwed it up.
It don't matter. I don't really want to give them mad props, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Claims it has captured an Israeli spy dolphin equipped with weapons, like nunchucks, I guess, and capable of assassinating its fighters off of Gaza. So, spy dolphin equipped with weapons. What type of weapons is a dolphin going to have?
Well, the dolphins have nunchucks.
No, that was a bit of a joke because they don't have arms, mate. I don't know if the flippers can really kind of have a lack of reach. And also the water resistance might kind of impact the force.
So are you telling me that the Ninja Turtles couldn't use nunchucks because Michelangelo did?
Well, he wasn't subnautic, was he? He was above land when he was using them.
I don't know what kind of turtle Michelangelo was, but he used
nunchucks. He was a hero in a half shell.
Exactly. Turtle power.
Yeah.
And April was hot.
Yeah, even for a cartoon.
Yes.
Or are you talking about the real life movie? The documentary?
It was a documentary?
The second one was, yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell me that? I might have actually watched that.
So, dolphins, weapons, what they got? Missiles?
Are you sure they're not friggin' sharks with friggin' lasers attached to their friggin' heads?
I think it would have friggin' said that.
I think that, I mean, I appreciate their effort, but I think they just copied Dr. Evil.
So right. Well, as usual, you know, there is some backstory. There is some backstory.
Yeah, there's some plagiarism here. Hold on.
Hold up.
It's probably AI that is plagiarizing this.
It watched Austin Powers movie and made an article.
Let's delve deeper and learn even less than we started off with. Right. So Hamas said Israeli spy agency Mossad trained killer dolphins to attack fighters. It said the aquatic secret agents were equipped with weapons capable of killing. Video online showed harness, allegedly from the animal, didn't say a harness, showed harness allegedly from the animal with a gun-like weapon. I don't know what a gun-like weapon is.
What is a gun-like weapon if it's not a gun?
Well, if you like in first grade, it could be like pointing your fingers like that. But I'm not.
Oh, like when you wrap a rubber band around your hand and you shoot the rubber band. It's a gun-like weapon, but it's not a gun.
Well, I'm sure Mossad had probably got a better thing. If it was Hamas building this, it probably would be like that with the elastic band. It says not the first time the Palestinian group has claimed Israel is weaponizing animals. In 2015, Hamas claimed its navy had captured Israel's alleged aquatic operatives.
So the Jews are weaponizing dolphins.
Yeah. Pretty good idea, I think.
I mean, if you have to choose an animal, dolphins are a good one because how smart they are.
They're not really effective on the Gaza Strip, though, really, are they?
Well, but you have the dolphins, right? So you look at humans and you say, well, men are the number one, you know, knowledge, right? You know, number one brain. Then you have dolphins. Then you have women.
The women are at number three. I thought they were.
Yeah, they're below dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I knew they were below dolphins. I didn't think they were as high as number three. Look, robot vacuum cleaner.
No, they're number four because they can't clean the floor correctly.
Right.
Just like women.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So as soon as the self, you know, driving vehicles are if we can get Cordell to figure this out.
Cordell, here's your new mission. Figure out a way to get dolphins out of the ocean to clean our floors. You're going to make $1 million.
I'm going to Neuralink them. Put a Neuralink in, you know. That's next.
I think there might hit some snags in the R&D, and other people might suggest that you could find a more land-dwelling, probably primate-type creature, which is more easily manipulable.
Like a sloth.
Yes.
Yes.
That great, well-known primate. The sloth.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, there's some confusion coming in this story here. Spokesperson Abu Hamza said in the video that the dolphin was found by one of the group's fighters. Israel has a fleet of dolphin-class submarines, but Hamas's video made it quite clear that the group was referring to the mammal and not the boats. Just want to get that kind of like confusion out there.
Okay, so you got the confusion out, but now I'm more confused.
Well, do you want to see a picture, a drawing, not actual footage, of the dolphin?
Did you draw it?
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to tell it was a dolphin if I drew it, yeah. Or indeed any type of life form
right.
Presently occupying planet Earth.
Exactly.
Right, so just to show the viewers there.
Here we go.
There we go. Wave it around. For those of you listening, this isn't anything you're missing.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
This is the front part of a dolphin, mate, and it's got some type of muzzle in it and what looks like the barrel of a gun attached to it.
And there's an Israeli flag above that.
Yeah, well, I don't think it carries that on the back because it's going to give the game away. They've probably got it tattooed on one of its fins or something.
Okay.
Right. So they showed footage of a harmless allegedly taken from the captured spy, who I don't know if they interviewed it underwater or whatever, interrogated it, which was loaded with a spear gun-like weapon, but looked similar to devices used in the United States, Russian, and Ukrainian naval marine experiments.
So the dolphins were carrying spear guns?
A spear gun-like weapon.
Oh.
Well, it was just
where'd they get that?
It's Walmart? A spear gun or not. Really?
Yeah, but the dolphins were showing up to Walmart and buying spear guns?
No, that's the type of thing you get delivered because you've got to show ID, and I don't think dolphins have ID.
They had Amazon accounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
All under very dubious sounding names.
Fair enough.
Like Mr. D, Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
So any comments on that, Cordell, before we move on to the next definitely did happen story?
I'm impressed with the ambition, and if someone really spent the time to train a dolphin on how to use that, I don't know whether to be scared or commend them, or if that's animal cruelty. I'm kind of torn between those three, so either way, it's I guess I'll be more careful when I'm at the shore.
Well, I don't think it's cruel to the dolphins unless somebody starts firing back at them, because I think they're having, pardon the pun, a whale of a time in there, kind of like shooting at people.
Who would hurt a dolphin?
Well, people who are trying not to get hit by the spear gun, probably. as probably my first, if I had to come up with a suspect, if they found one of these with a bullet wound, my prime suspect would be the person it's trying to assassinate, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that's anti-dolphin. That sounds racist.
A guided dolphin spear.
Don't be racist against dolphins.
Well,
because there's porpoises out there that aren't dolphins, and they're, you know, suffering from racism.
Yeah, but I can't take porpoises seriously because it sounds like a New York person saying purpose.
Right.
Boy, you don't understand a porpoise of this. You know,
well, so but, can't take it seriously, but mate. Porpoises run organized crime in
more kind of flap organized. They don't really run
organized. But they run organized crime in the waters outside New York, and the dolphins are like, we get blamed for this, and it sucks to be us.
New Jersey dolphins, mate. Yes. Can't trust them. Crime
exactly.
Syndicates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to move on.
Yeah.
You guys should be like editors. Really. You should. I mean, because
you get a lot of work.
A rich definition from articles that, you know, I think other people just miss.
Well, no.
You get more into it. It's
But what we need you to do is figure out how to do that for us, because we are so lazy. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your responsibility here.
I love it.
Well, let's move on to I'm not sure if this is an uplifting story or not from the headline, actually.
Oh, please, let's not go south. Let's not go south on this in other news.
Can I go kind of mildly southeast?
Maybe west.
Southwest.
It's a connection flight, right? Yeah. You just stop there and get back on.
Exactly. Let's stop off at a place in the airport where we can have a drink.
All right. Dying handyman who got second chance
at it went south.
No, there's a happy bit and then not a happy bit.
Okay.
Dying handyman who got second chance at life with genetically modified pig heart transplant stabbed a man in 1988, leaving him wheelchair bound. Sentenced to 10 years for attack on 22-year-old man who was flirting with his wife. And I'm not sure I understand that headline. Now I've read it, I'll be honest with you.
So here's the problem with that. I'm literally sitting across the desk from you, and I lost track halfway through that headline.
Man got a pig heart, and they found out he was responsible for stabbing somebody years ago who was flirting with his wife. So
did you follow that, Cordo?
I got a different context the second time than I did the first time, I'm not going to lie. Well, so there's one man that got stabbed.
Yeah, and, okay, and it was the dude who received the heart who... Maybe they're trying to say that the pig turned him into a, like,
I was gonna say,
psycho.
He's a cyborg at that point, right?
So this pig, by the way, doesn't have a spider friend. Like Charlotte's Web.
Not to give him good advice, good counsel.
Yeah.
No.
So that was the problem in this, that he didn't have a spider up there saying, hey, here's what you need to do, Wilbur.
Well, I don't know how well the pig conducted itself in its life before its heart was ripped out and put inside this dude. And I don't know why it's important that he was a handyman either. Is that like a slur on his character? It's like, oh, you'd expect that from a handyman.
Right.
That's true. That's discrimination in the title alone.
That is discrimination. But I agree.
But you think about it. I mean, most of the facts in this title, you know, like a bit irrelevant, like attack on 22-year-old man who is flirting with his wife. It's like, if he's 24, it's like, nah, screw him.
Yeah.
Actually, Ricky Gervais does a very good job on that. He was talking about how he hates making small talk when he goes into stores, you know, especially small convenience stores, and you tend to have all the people.
You and I both hate small talk.
Right. So anyway, he was telling this tale, and he goes into this store with his friend, and this old woman's behind the counter, and she's like ringing them up on one of those old manual cashier type things.
Yeah, she's like 36.
Yeah, couldn't count. There was a headline on the newspaper on the counter in front of them while they were waiting for her to ring stuff up. And she reads
it. Yeah, because in England, they still have newspapers.
They do, yeah. Because we haven't eliminated the need to be able to read to graduate school yet.
Right.
And it said something like, a 88-year-old woman stabbed in face in botched home robbery. And the old woman behind the counter goes, 88 years old, scarred for life. And Ricky Gervais goes, now, I would have left it right there, he goes. But my mate, he goes, well, not really scarred for life, is she? Like, if she lives another 10 years, that's still, like, less than, you know, like, 12% of her life. You know? So,
fair enough.
Yeah. So I think there are some details which are a little bit irrelevant to the whole point of the story. So I know there should be some clarification here. So here we go. David Bennett, who it doesn't remind you this time, he's a handyman, the world's first ever pig heart transplant recipient, right, I understand that bit, stabbed Edward Shoemaker 7 times in a Maryland bar in April 1988. Bennett attacked Shoemaker after he caught his then wife sitting in the man's lap while they were talking and drinking. Now, at this point in time, I want to shift a little bit of the blame over to his wife and not just the man flirting with his wife.
Right.
It's not worth stabbing somebody if she's kind of meeting him halfway, is it?
No.
Let's be honest.
No, it's not. She sounds like a slut.
She does sound like a slut. But I'd be careful, though, because he's now got a pig's heart and a tendency to stab people. So probably be careful what we say about him.
Yeah, but if he died, you could actually fry him up and that would be really good pork chops.
Mm.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
You don't get the chops from the heart.
Because now his meat's got pig DNA.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
I don't know. I don't know.
You got to mix that DNA.
So you're saying because they put heart in him, he's suddenly become a chimera.
Why not?
I don't know if that's how it works.
Can you disprove my theory?
No.
Exactly.
Can you prove your theory?
No.
Well, that's fair enough. I'm just going to take your word for it.
So now we're in this weird part that... where
right.
Nobody knows what the truth is.
So we'll get into that part of the story, which confirms my first thought.
It's like X-Files. It's like, ooh.
But crap and unpopular.
Yes.
Yeah. Ed's sister, Leslie Shoemaker, said Ed suffered the devastation and the trauma for years.
Do you believe somebody, though, that their last name is Shoemaker? Because literally they're making shoes.
Yeah, because I think that was the first chain of comets I saw in the sky.
Yeah, but you can't believe anybody with the surname of Shoemaker.
It's spelled differently.
It doesn't matter. I mean, when you look back at surnames, and you being British, you have to appreciate the fact of surnames.
Mm. I think the editor agreed because...
Yeah, you have a good surname. I have a good surname. You have a good surname. But Shoemaker, it's like, this dude's making shoes.
Yeah, but it's not bad because it could have been, she could have been called Leslie Cobbler.
Yeah, but if it was cobbler, then you could say apple cobbler, peach cobbler.
No, cobbler's somebody used to make shoes, mate.
No, I know that.
I don't think many people's first reaction is go towards the dessert when it comes to shoemaking.
No, but Americans would say, let's go towards the dessert.
Well, yeah, because they have no competition with people actually making shoes, do they?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, basically she's pissed because she says, Bennett went on and lived a good life. Now he gets a second chance with a new heart. But I wish, in my opinion, it had gone to a deserving recipient.
No, let's stop. Let's go back to the surnames because you know how I hate the French people.
Mm-hmm.
But we got Cordell France here. And his surname is literally France.
That could have many different meanings. So.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah. One of his ancestors could have, raped and pillaged half of France. And they took it as a kind of, trophy name.
Yeah, so where does your surname come from?
That is a good question because most of my, 98% of my ancestry is from Germany and UK.
As it should be.
I don't know where that came from.
Because literally the British and the Germans controlled all that over there. But
I think what happened is my ancestors came over from UK to the colonies, and then the Revolutionary War happened, and then instead of them saying I'm from the UK or I'm from England, they switched the last name to France, so they were interpreted as French.
Was that
so they were friendlies.
Just lying?
Yeah, because they didn't want to get, nobody liked the Brits after the Revolutionary War, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, I mean, my family came over before the Revolutionary War. That's why I still have a British last name.
Mm.
So, makes sense. Right, but anyway, let's go back to this.
Nah, I've left that story. The rest of it's boring. I want to move on to more monkey news.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
But we had the great monkey escape.
Oh, this is another monkey story.
Oh,
it's not even an update.
We like monkey stories.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to leave this one to you to explain this.
Mm. All right.
Can Japan's monkey queen have it all? Yaikai, that's her name, and said in my best Japanese accent, violently overthrew the alpha male of her troop to become the first female leader in 70 years. But now a messy mating season love triangle could bring her down.
So that's discrimination right there, right? Because they assume she's going to have a love triangle. She just wants power.
I've got a picture of her as
She's very ambitious. That's...
You suck at this worse than I do.
Well, I think it's a stock photo, so I'm not sure they need to actually identify it in person if they see a Roman around the street. It's just a generic monkey.
Good help. If I saw that, I'd take over too. That is scary.
We talk about how we're going to improve the podcast, and if we literally could take it, you know, those pictures and put it up
How
there.
Would we ever be able to do that?
No, we couldn't do that because we are so freaking lazy. And yeah. We have a guest here. He's like, really?
Yeah.
You're holding your phone up to the camera and he is literally, you know, in that AI, you know, taking care of all of this technology. And we're holding a phone up to a camera saying, hey, look at this.
Well, the great thing is how we completely discriminate against the audio-only listeners who still like 16 months later, we're still like, well, look, you could have taken advantage of the COVID situation and worked from home and watched this on YouTube.
Yeah.
And seen a stock photo of
a
monkey.
Actually, we could have done the podcast when you wouldn't even had to be here.
That's true. Yeah.
You could have just sat at home in bed after a wank. We could record. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Yakai, sounding angrier now, I know a backstory, is the alpha female leader of a Japanese macaque. How do you say that monkey name? Because that was the name of those same monkeys who escaped, wasn't it, in Pennsylvania?
Why are you asking me to tell you how to pronounce this?
All right.
Stuff.
Trooper reserve in some name of
Remember, the English language is your part, right? Mm. You should be able to pronounce this.
Yeah, allegedly, right?
Yes.
In 2021, she violently overthrew her mother and three males to gain the top spot.
That sounds violent.
Props to her mother, though, for keeping the, you know, place warm for her. Now, a messy love triangle, I don't know who between, could mean she loses the top spot to a dominant male. She's the leader of a troop of 677 monkeys, which is a lot of monkeys.
That's a lot of monkeys.
I don't know who did the head count. I hope they don't rely on her, because monkeys can be easily influenced with bananas that can give completely inaccurate data.
Right.
You've seen the COVID trial results, right? For all the vaccinations?
A little bit.
Yeah. Falsified monkey data. Yeah. So
you can't trust the monkeys.
You cannot, especially when it comes to Big Pharma.
Yes.
No. In 2021, the reserve reported that 9-year-old Yakai had taken the top spot of the troop after fighting her own mother and seeing off three high-ranking males. I don't know who decides that. Now, experts are anticipating that Yakai could lose the top spot during the current breeding season, which runs from November until March. So we should have an update in a few weeks. There is a strong social hierarchy in groups of Japanese macaques with many benefits to higher ranking members, such as first access to food. Probably, you know, you get the first choice of who you can throw shit at and all types of things. And they've included a map of Japan, which I'm not going to bother showing because it's going to be meaningless because it shows no relativity as to what continent it's close to.
Right.
You, if you had to program the AI for a monkey, how do you eliminate all the bizarre things it does? Because it does things which have absolutely no benefit in evolutionary sense, which normally are only replicated with humans with high amounts of meth in their system. So is it more complicated to replicate animals than humans?
Do you realize how uncomfortable we have made Cordell right now? It's like, hey, what are you throwing at me now?
I just want to know how difficult it's going to be to make an AI a monkey. Everyday questions.
Well, yes.
So all it sounds right. Cordell, it's Roomba solves. With an Alexa.
Yes.
And then a few robotic arms. I mean, I think we could do it in a couple of weeks. Come on.
But would it pass the monkey Turing test? Is it monkey?
That's true. Because they've got a new ruler now, right? And she's going to implement some new Turing test laws. And she's going to change things. So I don't know.
Because if she was sitting here, she might have a good reason for who she throws her own shit at first. But to us, it's just going to be like, we're going to be like, well, she didn't like the look because you had hair and she was jealous because yours is all silvery and she looks a bit mangy.
Yes.
So, I mean,
I have very sexy hair and you're jealous.
You'd say it's discrimination, right? Whereas he's a lot younger, more attractive. She might not throw shit at him because she might consider him a future mate. Right?
That's true. You go.
Or that he can program the perfect AI mate for her, right?
So what you're saying is monkeys are going to try to mate with
him,
Cordell.
They'll avoid you because they're jealous of your hair. So I'm probably going to get the one shit.
So monkeys are going to rape Cordell.
Well, I didn't say it's going to be non-consensual.
I'm the house cat.
It's not non-consensual.
She might go for him because it's silvery hair.
Yeah. Look, after he's put all this time into developing this monkey AI, he's going to think a little bit more like a monkey. He's going to find more of their personality traits attractive. Then that's going to cross them a few uncomfortable lines, which is going to be like, oh, no, I can't possibly have those thoughts. And he's going to push them further and further. Then the right opportunity is going to come along at the zoo. He's going to have that moment, and it's going to all go south.
I think you haven't put enough thought into this.
I don't think I have, actually.
This is like the sequel to Planet of the Apes. Right,
anyway. So, the alpha male is responsible for fathering the offspring of the group, as well as providing protection and leading the movement of the group. Females typically outnumber males in the troop 3-1 and are ranked by a hierarchy that is inherited and passed from mother to infant. Probably by smell of piss or something, I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if the females use like filters on Instagram to look more attractive.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah. They get catfished.
Yeah. Well, ape fished, I suppose.
Ape fished. Yeah. Ape fished. Yeah. You know, I always wonder about that because I see these women on Facebook or whatever, and they have these pictures, and I'm like, that's a beautiful woman. And I understand, I mean, women are nuts. I mean, I've told this story on the podcast before. My dad told me women are nuts, and I get that. And then I see these pictures of women, and I'm like, God, that's a pretty woman. And then I meet them in person, and I'm like, oh, God. God, that was excellent use of filters.
You are pretty good at Photoshop.
So maybe we have Cordell with the AI say, I'm going to sell you an app for $100 that will get rid of all the filters and show you actually what these women look like.
I thought you were good. I thought this was about filters for monkeys to make them look more attractive on Instagram.
I'm not worried about the monkeys. I'm actually worried about these guys that see these women that look beautiful.
You're gonna edit and this then, out, right? Then you don't want to sell any more of your ideas.
And then all of a sudden, you see this woman, and you're like, "Wait a second! Here's these pictures. This sucks. This
so you
look like
you mean
this.
A defilterer? So it gets rid of all the filters.
A defilterer,
which has been a trip.
So you use
all
AI.
All these layers. It can rip off all these layers. Oh.
And you make an NFT of it.
Yeah. And look at all the things we've thrown at.
Most of our guests who we actually have on, we give them great ideas for their companies, and then some of them actually run with it. Have we got a check yet? No.
No.
No. No, but can't keep the mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, we keep handing them booze and saying,
So finish off this story.
When are we going to make any money off this podcast?
Hold up. I want you to know the exact empirical evidence they use to get this entire story here. Experts know Yakai is the leader of a troop thanks to the peanut test, which is probably a bit like the Turing test, but bullshit.
So, like Charles Schultz.
I don't know if it's their ability to read slightly funny cartoons.
Okay.
All right. Experts know, thanks to the peanut test, providing the monkeys with peanuts and seeing who eats first. Males and females stepped aside to let Yakai eat first, which confirmed her status. Since then, Yakai has shown some behaviors typically seen only in dominant males. These include walking with her tail up and shaking tree branches with her body. So there we go. There's the exact science to now
our monkeys. This literally sounds like a rap video.
This is just, it did at the end there, yeah. What, shaking tree branches with your body?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's how that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I recognize that from a Justin Timberlake video.
Oh, you just aged yourself, old man.
Well, I haven't really liked much over the last 12 years, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you honestly understand when people see these videos on YouTube, you look younger because you don't grow your beard out. But I have so much more gray because I'm too lazy and you keep shaving.
Well, I know you're colorblind, so you can't see it. You've got kind of coppery type thing creeping in here now. I think you're turning into a ginger on the face.
What do you mean coppery? What the hell is that?
Gingery, mate. It's going a bit ginger. You're turning into a ginger. All that's going to be ginger by the time you get like 50.
I take offense to that.
I would as well.
I'm not a ginger. Don't start that shit with me.
It's honestly
I will kick your ass right now if you call me a ginger.
It's a bad thing to say, mate.
Because you know I'm not a ginger.
Next show he's going to come in clean shaven.
It's creeping in. On the chromatic scale, it's leaning.
No.
Is.
No. Stop.
All right.
Stop.
So,
stop.
All right.
Stop.
I'll make you a ginger. Deal. I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
If it goes ginger, I will do whatever operation possible.
It's never going to go ginger.
To make myself go colorblind. Because
I'm not a ginger.
I will wear lenses where I can only see in black and white.
Hey, as I was saying, when I build the defilter app, I'll make it so it filters out all the ginger for your photos.
There we go.
There we go.
All right.
So it's a story about snakes.
Oh.
Dad, 49, is found dead in his Maryland home surrounded by, well, not even by, look at this. Look at the English on this. Surrounded 125 cage snakes, not even by 125. It's like they're saving on words. It's
old
age classifiers where they're paying per letter.
Read this.
Right.
Yeah.
Surrounded by 125 cage snakes, including illegal black mambas, the most venomous snakes in Africa, and a 14-foot Burmese python.
Okay.
Now, it does say they're caged at this moment in time, so I don't know if he went in to, like, pet one and one took a little bit of an aversion.
Who pets a snake?
Snake pets.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, how are you supposed to make them content?
Well, we don't have them? 80s videos where chicks, you know, put snakes around.
Did you ever have a photo taken when you were growing up with a snake?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. You?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. It's a generational thing.
Yeah, he's younger than us. That's the problem.
Now they have like white tigers and shit.
Yeah.
We had to put up with snakes and tarantulas.
Exactly. You know, you missed out.
Yeah. Another life-threatening experience you'll never have because of the nanny state. Yeah.
Right. And now he's solving this with AI that you don't have to actually wrap a snake.
Well,
it'd
be like Blade Runner, where it's a fake snake. Remember that bit?
No.
Yeah, there was a
fake. I hated that movie.
I like that movie. Anyway, Dave Wriston.
It's kind of like a glitch in the Matrix that I had to watch that movie, you know, and it sucked.
Yeah. Dave Wriston, 49, was found dead inside his Maryland home, housing 125 venomous and non-venomous snakes. Now, immediately, I'm going to get them off the investigative list, the non-venomous
149
ones.
125 snakes.
125. He's 49.
Oh, okay. 125 snakes.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but if you have one snake in your house as a pet, you're a moron.
I agree.
Just one.
No, one snake in your house. If you have a pet snake, you're a moron.
What if it's non-venomous? It's no different than keeping a lizard or something.
I don't care if it's a goddamn dinosaur. You're a moron for having a snake as a pet.
You've kind of gone to the extreme there. Yeah, you're probably a moron if you keep, because we have seen Jurassic World, if you're keeping a dinosaur as a pet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Although I often wondered when I watched those movies, are they just kind of highlighting the bad things that can happen from owning dinosaurs? What about all the good things that can occur?
No, the problem with the Jurassic movies, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, is it's not really dinosaurs. They're genetically engineered animals.
Mm. Oh, I thought they... the first one, they got it from that mosquito blood, DNA, and built them from scratch.
Go on Reddit, look at that. It's not really the old dinosaurs. They're genetically engineered animals.
Mm. So the AI messed it up?
Exactly. It's Cordell's fault.
Cordell.
Because Cordell figured out a way to make new animals. It's a guy like this that they hired and said, hey, can we make animals out of this DNA? And Cordell said, hell yeah.
Next
I'm going to go ahead and make this animal. There was an article, no shit, that came out about T-Rexes that said the T-Rexes have feathers and all that stuff. It came out like 2 days ago.
They're derivative of birds, aren't they?
Yeah. Exactly. Nobody knows about that. So that old man with the cane, and it's like, oh, I got this little mosquito in the top of my cane with the amber or whatever. It was all bullshit. It was all trying to get people in, just like Disney World.
Well, that first one came out before the internet, so it's not like, unless you were one of those...
Well, the internet
would go down the library and fact check stuff.
No, the internet was still there, but it was all guys like Cordell that controlled the internet.
Right. Yeah. Now, you've said all of that, and you said anybody who owns all those things is a moron, but let's be honest, if he comes back next week and says, I can get you a dinosaur, you're going to say yes.
Oh, hell yes.
Right.
Oh, we're all in, yeah.
Now, by the way, I would expect him to say, I'll get you a dinosaur, and not say it on the podcast, because, yes, I want a pet dinosaur.
Well, I think your neighbors might notice.
Well, when I lived in the house 2 houses ago, I had a goat and a duck, and nobody knew about that.
It's not the same as a brontosaurus, though, is it?
I don't know, but maybe I could have one of those velociraptors.
Google Earth is probably going to give the game away a little bit as well.
Yeah, but you have a guy like Cordell. He can get me a dinosaur.
We're going to genetically modify it to only purr.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can put in some octopus DNA and make it like a chameleon and change its thing to blend in with the background.
Can he clean the house?
Can it clean the toilet?
Mow the grass.
So you just basically want an indentured servant dinosaur?
Or an octopus.
I'd love an octopus. No.
Can you do that?
It might take me a few weeks, but I think I can do it.
Well, get us an octopus.
Yeah. 3 weeks. I'm good.
Well, can we have an octopus in the meantime till we get the dinosaur?
I don't want an octopus now.
Purring pet, chore, doing dinosaur, TM. Mm. You got it.
Right.
There we go. Yeah. See? It's good to have friends.
Yeah, right. So, I know you want to hear how he died. Deputies found
I honestly forgot about the news story.
Psych, dude, he's dead, mate.
And I'm pretty sure Cordell did too.
All right, he's 49, right. 125 snakes, some of them venomous, some of them not venomous, and he's dead. So, deputies found no obvious signs of foul play. So, what would they be, do you think? Bite marks? Strangulation? Found no evidence of foul play.
So, what was the cause of death?
It's unknown if Wriston's death was caused by one of his dangerous pets. Look, I've just given you the only two scenarios in which the snake's going to kill you, right? He's either going to bite you and poison you, or he's going to strangle you. He's not going to be like driving you drunk to the closest Arby's and crashing into a tree on the way home dragging your body back into the house, is he?
No, he could chase you into like a cliff and jump off.
Right, yeah. So kind of more snake-assisted suicide or something as opposed to...
Right. They can be clever.
Yeah. So animal control officers found highly venomous black mambas, spitting cobras, and rattlesnakes in Wriston's menagerie of snakes.
Menagerie?
No, there's more than 3 snakes. There's 125 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in a relationship with all of them. Now, ironically, the only picture they've got of him, he's wearing a T-shirt saying it's venomous, not poisonous, because people obviously get the two confused.
Right, because venomous means you have to bite. Poisonous means you have to eat it and then you get sick.
No, venomous just means you have a toxin or a poison and your ability to be able to disperse it.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, that's true. All the snake in Wriston's home was said to have been well cared for by their owner. I mean, again, how can you tell? So look at that fat one over there. He might be digesting something. Don't know. Terrified neighbours have been reassured that if any of the other snakes have escaped, the cold winter weather will kill them before they get very far. Well, I think they can make a 6-foot crawl from one house.
So they don't believe these snakes can actually go to... like a thrift store and get a coat and
don't even have
warm
to
warm up.
They order it on Amazon, mate. They don't have to go to the thrift store.
That's true. Yeah, that's pretty.
Or just go to the next house and stay there and hide and warm up.
Well, there you go. Well, let's be honest. It's either that or just discover the sock drawer.
Yeah.
I don't know about that because my sock drawer is a mess.
Yeah.
My wife got pissed because I took all my white socks and just threw them in the door or in the drawer. And she's like, well, you got to pair them up. I'm like, well, they're white socks. Why do I have to pair these up? It's like, no, you have to pair them up. They have to match. I'm like, no, why can't I just throw all these in the drawers? She's like,
I'm the same
no,
way.
That's racist.
Mm, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I would. Well, I wish I wouldn't have said I'm the same way right before you said that comment. Yeah. I'm the same way as, I mean, I put all of my socks in one place and I randomly grab two. Mm. Never had the same pair of socks any day.
No, but I also believe you should take all your socks once a year and throw them away.
I agree.
And then order like 48 socks that match. So now you literally have a month and a half of socks that automatically match.
Yeah, I'm okay with that with socks, men, but not with underwear.
Oh, I haven't bought new pairs of underwear in like
my
20
underwear.
Years.
I like the acid from my balls to actually eat the bottom of the underwear. So it's basically like a thong at the bottom.
The underwear I'm wearing right now has a hole in it that my balls have been hanging out whole time.
Can literally put them on from three different directions, the same pair of boxer shorts. You can approach them from any angle and it stores successful application of the boxer short.
Exactly.
Yeah, innovation. Like
But he's too young to understand this because he doesn't have underwear as old as our underwear. I mean, I still literally have t-shirts from high school that I still wear. Like, Cordell, how old are you?
I am 42.
42.
No, I'm joking. I just turned 27.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm glad that you didn't. I don't know if I'm offended or I'm glad that you didn't bat an eye at that I was 42. I'm gonna take it as a compliment, but
I knew how old you were.
No, I know
he carbon-dated me.
No, he's a young dude, right? Yeah. So I mean, literally, my wife and my kids are pissed, but I have a t-shirt I still wear. It's a Rage Against the Machine t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Which I bought when I saw them live back in the early 90s.
Hell yeah.
And I still wear it to this day. And it was as black as that t-shirt or this or your t-shirt you're wearing right now. Now it's kind of a light gray because it's been washed about 400 times. But why is it so bad that you hang on to your old socks, your old t-shirts, whatever? Why is that bad?
I don't think it is.
But women say, oh, no, you need to get rid of this.
Yeah, but they're always whining about stuff like that. Oh, you've got to have a bath. You haven't washed in 3 weeks. All that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't pull the flush.
Maybe Cordell needs to figure out a way to get the women to say it's okay to have these old t-shirts.
Was number one, when we first had him on, our question was going to be, how quickly can you make us a Stepford wife?
No, actually, when he first came on the podcast, it was, you know, can we have this robot girlfriend? And he said, oh, it's right here. And we said, hey, let's end the podcast right now and let's go ahead and order one of those up.
Well, I did make it pretty clear I would settle for the Wankbot 3000, but once the whole kind of package was there, I figured I'd upgrade.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, new customers get it for free as long as you pay it off over 24 months.
I literally cannot even remember what
it was about. Some snakes.
What news story? Yeah, it's snakes or whatever. What are we doing?
Couldn't find any suspicious circumstances. I've got one awesome story to end on.
Yeah. Let's do one more story because Cordell is literally looking at these two old men like, what the hell am I doing
here? Right. Yeah.
I like it. The extrapolation you get from that, amazing.
He's probably thinking it's no wonder the country went to shit, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Especially with illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, like you.
Yeah. Came over on the boat.
Yeah.
Swam the last 42 miles.
That's why we need a wall to protect us from illegal immigrants like you.
But it'd have to be in the air, though, wouldn't it? Because I came over by plane. So.
Yeah.
So, boy, 9, accidentally amputates his own penis with a pestle and mortar while crushing vegetables. It's wrong kind of vegetables to crush.
No words.
Well, I know at this point you're figuring pestle and mortar. You're thinking of that apocryphy type, you know, little pestle and mortar.
The deal where you're trying to make tortillas. Yeah,
and it's like, how did he get his penis in there unless he was... you know, trying to do something not necessarily associated traditionally with a pestle and mortar applications.
Honestly, I would not think that way, but it's kind of scary that you think that way, that you're trying to figure out a way to put your penis in a pestle and mortar.
Show the audio-only listeners the photo of the size of the pestle and mortar.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. You could get your penis caught in that.
No, that is a very big mortar.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you'd still have to be doing it naked for any risk of that.
I'm
damaging your penis.
I'm really scared about that.
Well, let's hear how it
And comes I'm also a little bit worried about the fact that with the in other news that we look at, that you actually had that as a news story.
Well, I think it was a
logical... Because I'm a little bit worried about you.
Yeah, what's in your feed, man?
Exactly. It was a logical progression from loose snakes.
No.
To loose snake.
No. I don't know. If I see snakes, I think dinosaurs now, based off of... I mean, we just...
I got to go with Cordell on this one.
That's how that algorithm's going
to
work.
Oh, this is sensationalist headline. The unidentified child was taken to the hospital in Gabon after clipping the tip of his penis. Well, who hasn't done that? As he smashed the stone tools between his legs, and who hasn't done that? Doctors immediately took the anxious boy into surgery to determine the extent of injuries, which I think visually you could have probably got a reasonable, you know, assessment of what was going on. After arriving with his injured member covered in a soaked bandage, they found the tip of his penis was partially detached and his urethra, the tube that passes urine, was fully severed. The boy made a full recovery and had a normal function at a checkup a year later. So how about that? Ended on a happy story.
So they waited to tell that story a year after it happened?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you wouldn't have got the update, and it's not worth two separate stories, to be honest. Okay, I think they stretched it. Because the headline was completely sensationalist. I thought it lost the whole thing.
The fact that you actually looked this up makes me understand why the United States said, hey, let's get away from Britain.
Well, the next headline was going to be man's penis rots after being bitten by cobra.
Exactly. I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, I understand where our founding fathers came from. Because, I mean, everything that was set up by Britain made sense. Until you look at this and are saying, oh, well, this makes sense.
Well, I think I've just solved the mystery of the story before from this one. Man's penis rots after being bitten by a cobra. I think I know how that first man died.
I think you British people are just a little bit messed up in the head. It's a good thing you actually came over to the good country. And you're not back in the homeland.
Mm. That is true, except for one thing.
You would have jumped off a cliff over there in England.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you probably wouldn't have been allowed to do that.
Well, we've only got one.
You would have been chasing monkeys and braiding their hair.
Well, I think we've only got one set of high cliffs in England. That's Dover.
Is that the beach that you used to go to?
No, that's an important part of the Second World War, mate. Oh. That bit which you joined in at the last moment when it was already won. You remember that war?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't care about that over here.
Right, that's all I've got. Snakes and penises and another future combined.
See what I deal with, Cordell? Yeah. Mm. Well, with all that said.
Riveting. I love it.
It's been fun.
Cobra Kai.
You would die. What a great night we have had. Yes. And by the way, if for some bizarre reason you're still watching this on YouTube, then go ahead and click our logo and subscribe to our channel. And please forgive my friend who is very racist and everything, you know.
Only against Canadians.
No, that's me.
No, you French Canadians. I'm all
Canadian.
What's
the difference?
The French bit. Who live in the French provinces and speak
Aren't
French,
they all French
and identify as French. I don't know. I don't care that much.
Well,
look
wait,
it up.
Wait, hang on. His last name is France.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys play this out and then I'll convict you afterwards.
Yeah, I don't want to offend him because we know I hate the French.
But you do like French
And
fries.
We hate French Canadians, but his last name is France. Mm. Like, how are we going to get past this? I feel bad. Like,
I thought we already admitted his ancestors took the name as a diversion.
Yeah, I'm a.
Yeah, but he
just identified as French.
Yeah, but he could be lying to make us.
He could be lying
to make us feel more comfortable.
If he had listened to the podcast, he would know our hatred of the French.
Yeah, but like the British lied to the Americans
about sending the best people over.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is vengeance full circle.
I just kind of feel bad about
Australia
that. But anyway, let's end on a cheery note. Cordell, glad you could hang out with us for another episode of In Other News. And yes, if you're on YouTube and, you know, watching this, please click on our logo, subscribe, and we will catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.